This is Eye Down the Musket. I'm John.
I'm Boop.
And we're two West Virginia grads talking West Virginia football. We're broadcasting live from the pub. Boop, holidays, how were they?
Good.
Good, good Christmas. Good New Year's.
Yes, hectic amongst things, but yeah, it was good.
Lots of family time over here. Every night was just family, family, family. Friends in town, didn't see them.
That's what normally goes on. You got to somehow manage the time. I got a couple in there. A couple friends we managed to see.
Penn State Kenny?
Penn State Kenny.
Nice. All right, but what are you drinking?
A nice original lager.
Is it a banquet beer?
It might be a banquet beer. But we won't specify.
I have a banquet beer, but it's almost done, so I have an IPA that is going to be backup. So, I guess we should go into it, the bowl, Camping World Bowl. Boop, do you want to start with UniCheck? What do you think?
Yeah.
White helmets, white jerseys,
we got
blue pants. You didn't like it?
It's a bowl game. Do it up.
What was wrong with it?
I wanted to see more. Something
like
else.
Chrome? You wanted chrome? You wanted something flashy?
Anything. We were putting out our B team, so I wanted to see B team uniforms. I don't know. It seemed like anything normal that we'd wear.
Whites anyway, but they had blue pants.
They did mix it up and give me the blue pants, but no. I mean, we looked good. I just wanted to see something more.
We didn't look that good playing football.
No, as I said, if you you look good, you feel good, you play good, and you know whoever we had out there, which wasn't the A team.
Yeah, I don't even really know what to talk about, to tell you the truth. I have nothing written down. I'm just going to go with it. We didn't look good. We were bad.
Oh, well, I say, I thought our defense played well.
We did.
Better than what—I'm like, they held us in the game. I thought our defense played really well. We had a couple random bad things.
Once again, he's the man.
He is awesome. I know he's going pro.
Offense sputtered. Well, Syracuse pretty much had their full deck. They were playing like it was a normal game.
Right.
They had everyone
unless they
go.
Were injured, they weren't sitting or
we
anything.
We were missing Greer.
Kajust. Jennings was injured.
Yeah.
Sims got injured. Sims got injured in pregame, which stinks.
Went to a fight with one hand tied behind our back. Essentially what happened. Maybe even two because Jack Allison doesn't throw that great.
I hate to comment on someone, but come on. Hit the weight room. He could not throw the ball more than 5 yards down the middle of the field. You couldn't hit the outside. He needs to hit the weight room and get that trigger going out there. He's not the heir apparent.
It's one of the things I kind of brushed upon last podcast where I said there's a flaw, but I didn't really want to get into it. And I think West Virginia has a strength and conditioning issue.
Yes.
I talked about how in the second halves is kind of when you start seeing stuff like that develop. And it was a season-long thing, second halves of games. We just kind of fell apart. I honestly think we have a strength and conditioning issue. You look at Jennings. He's the only dude that looked more yoked this year than he did the previous year. You look at Sills. Still long and lanky. Allison. Doesn't look like he picked up a weight, really. I'm just saying, it's a noticeable eye test, and I think there's an issue with strength and conditioning.
Second and a half, when you can't finish the game, and how many games did we not finish?
I know.
Where they pull back into it, and I'm like, oh, man, because they're tired, because they're, just not as strong as everybody else out there. Now, Sills is an awesome receiver. He needs to get some girth on him. He needs some muscle because he's going to get smashed in the NFL.
It was kind of sad to see him go out.
I know. But,
not a touchdown, but hey, he played. Big ups to him. He didn't have to play.
He was trying. He was coaching up everybody. Good for him for playing.
He ended up with, four receptions for 90, but some of them were almost punts that Allison kind of tossed up there. But if he put it on a rope, and put it on a line and just kind of let him a little bit, he was probably going to score, but he put so much air under it. Defense had time to kind of come under him and stop him before he could get his legs under him and run. I don't know.
Good for him for not getting frustrated. He just kept working
at the
with
end,
Allison.
I think he got a little frustrated.
But how many did they miss? I'm like, he's open. He's open. He's running great routes. He's still running routes. He's doing great things. But
like I said, I feel like
he didn't even look his way half the time. That's what I was like. He's the receiver. He's the receiver you're going to want to find.
Oh, my gosh. Even down when, the red zone, just chuck it up to him. See
That's
what happens.
The guy.
Yeah, exactly. And it just didn't work out for him. I kind of feel bad for him, but big ups. He did play. Jack Allison, the future of next year?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
I think he can improve. I mean, he was, I'm just going to say it because I'm a fan. I thought he played terrible. I don't like saying that, but I think he played terrible. He ended up with 277 and a pick. there's room for improvement. You know what I mean? Now that this might be his team, he goes through spring ball, he goes through summer camp, maybe he improves.
I don't get it when you have 4 weeks to prepare.
It is true.
That you that couldn't true. Find Sills, that we didn't even run more to help him. McCoy got run, Letty Brown got hurt. It seems like Pettaway somehow got hurt because he disappeared.
We did.
I was like, guy, and we're missing our, you know, first round NFL talent, Kajus. Like, we're missing things, but we just, yeah.
We didn't look good. Nothing.
I can't say Allison, I don't know if he's the future. He's had 3 years to kind of develop. He had 4 weeks for this game, and he came out looking horrible and only hitting 5 to 7 yards over the middle. He could not throw outside the hashes. He couldn't figure it out. And Syracuse isn't a tremendously awesome defense.
No.
So what was going on there?
Dungy pretty much runs that whole team.
Right. So. And I'm like, they had their full arsenal. Yeah, I can't even speak. That's arsenal. Hard. Arsenal of players. And our defense held them in check. Our defense played really well. And then Kenny Robinson got ejected for the targeting.
Do you want to talk about that hit? Go ahead.
Well, yeah.
Go ahead. Talk about it.
On his part, I thought it was horrible judgment. Normally, I'm all, Kenny Robinson's awesome. I didn't think it was a good idea.
See,
and I also thought he could have injured himself for how, like, bad it was.
At first, I was like, that's a terrible hit. He almost killed the dude. He took his helmet off. And then they put a different view up. And I'm like, now, wait a minute. He almost looked like he slowed up. And my about-to-be 2-year-old cartrolled. Or did a cartwheel right into the dude's back of the helmet. So it didn't look egregious. It didn't look like it was a forceful hit. The dude's helmet just popped off. And I was like, that's not really targeting, in my opinion. Like, I thought it was a weak hit. It was, like, from the back view, second look, I was like, that's weak. I was like, I guess it is by the rule. But I didn't think it was terrible. And
I didn't think he was trying to hurt anybody. I just feel like
he didn't lunge. He kind of, like, his knees were bent. And he kind of went.
My question is, like, what's he think the guy's going to roll another yard? So I'm like, it wasn't for his own safety going head first like that. You could go head first in the ground. Like, if he misses his helmet at all, it's just,
I've
I don't know.
I've seen my daughter, when she's tired, run into a wall harder than he hit.
A mini headbutt. But, yeah, it didn't look good. So, no, he gets ejected and we lose another great defensive player.
Telling you, man, that replay, I was like, get out of here.
It just wasn't going our way.
Terrible, but it wasn't as
bad. We needed to have another player leave. And he was good about it. I mean, he didn't, like, you know, he left. I'm sure he realizes, like, well, that stinks. It was a close call.
It wasn't. I mean, I didn't think it was a flag. Whatever. That's just me. I thought it was kind of weak.
At that point, though, I'm like, it wasn't going our way.
So you hit anyone's helmet, you're pretty much.
And his helmet came off, of course. And yes, all of that went on.
Slow roll, and there goes his helmet. I was like, get out of here. That dude didn't have his helmet strapped on tight.
Maybe it was because of our uniforms.
Yeah, you and the uniforms. Anyway, is there anything else you want to touch about this game? I was kind of frustrated.
David Long's awesome.
He's the man.
I hope. I do, but you never know. I'm like, I thought Benton was good last year, too, and he went undrafted. So I'm like, do you think David Long can go in the first 4 rounds?
If he doesn't get drafted, he'll be on a team.
Oh, no, he's good enough to play.
He'll be on a squad somewhere. I mean, he's got the instincts. He's always around the football. He can find it.
He's good. And middle linebacker, I mean, he definitely played well. I thought our defense played really well. Our offense... We have a stable running backs. I'm not sure why we didn't just run it every down and not let Jack Allison throw it yet, because he can't unless it's right over the middle, which he tried, and it just did. Like you said, it was a punt.
I'm having a hard time remembering. I think when we got inside the red zone, like maybe inside the 10, did McCoy run another Wildcat? I think he did. Then the whole time I'm like, don't run the Wildcat right there, because what are they going to do? They're just going to tee off and send 11 dudes right at freaking McCoy because he's not going to throw the football, and that's what happened, and he got blown up, and...
Well, I didn't think he had to run. We did it against Utah in last year's bowl game, and I didn't want him to do it then either, but it was the only thing that was going to work to get chugging off the field.
Situational football, and I believe we got out-coached again.
Absolutely. And we kind of saw the door opening at that point. It's like, he realizes his window is now over. Like, this was our best team here in the last couple of years, offensively and defensively, that Holgerson was going to.
Yeah, let's get into that. So, West Virginia, we lose 34-18 to Syracuse in the Camping World Bowl. And now I guess we can get into Dana. Rumors were swirling that he was looking to get out. Texas Tech kind of opened up and his name popped up, but he didn't get that job. Houston's name, coaching job popped up. His name was swirling. I think Cliff Kingsbury, USC offensive coordinator, declined an interview there, and it was next was Holgerson. And I was convinced that he was taking the job. I know a few West Virginia friends of mine that were kind of a little upset about it, and I'm like, let him walk. Let him walk. And this is the reason. He's been there at West Virginia for 7 to 8 years. I think it's seven. And this is the best team that we've had at West Virginia for a long time, and he only technically got us to 8-4. Start anew. Let's get a young head coach in there, and let's go. Let's roll, because we already know he's taken us to his pinnacle, which is 8-4.
I'm in agreement. I mean, last year
let's get some young blood in there. Let's get a new up-and-coming young head coach, and let's roll.
Yeah, up until us having Greer the last 2 years. Like, who knows what would have happened last year if Greer doesn't injure his finger how well we would have done last year. And this year, we were there. Two stumbles. We can't win a Big 12 with Oklahoma and teams like this that can gear up against us. So recruiting-wise, especially when everybody's down in Texas and we're in West Virginia and how everything works recruiting, I'm okay. I'm looking for, you know, he did a good job. He can move on. I'm not upset
I'm not
about
mad at him.
I think,
okay, he was a good coach. He was right for the time, but
if he wants Houston, go ahead. You get more money and you want to go play your running gun down there, and then I'd like us to get a young, talented coach from a smaller school that is hungry.
I don't know exactly who that is. I heard Troy's head coach, I think his name is Brown, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, I heard his name kind of popped up, which wouldn't be bad because you're coaching Troy, which isn't all that great. They usually have solid teams, but not great, but that's actually, you're building up the program. So if you come to West Virginia, who's pretty much an established program, I mean, we're going to have to do some recruiting. I really think Dana saw what was in front of him next year and all the talent that we're losing after this year, and he was like, I'm out. Deuces. But whatever, get a young up-and-coming coach, let him build it, give him the keys for the few years, maybe five, and let's see where we can go.
Yeah, because recruiting's tough where we're at between being so close to Ohio with Ohio State and everybody and us being, you know, West Virginia.
Not just Ohio, man. It's Penn State.
But Troy coming from Alabama.
That's why we have to go down south.
Right.
We always have to go south. And if we don't get southern players, we get JUCOs.
And we're good. I'm okay with transfers and JUCOs. And they've done well for us, but you only have them for so long. It's a short tenure with all them. So it's like you got a year or two with them, and we did well with it. But, yeah, I take a southern coach that has good ties, and Troy's in Alabama, right? So.
Yeah.
You already have some ties down there, and you're doing well. Come on up. I'll take you. I want a young, you know, young Sean McVay.
Wow, he's in the pros.
I know, but give me somebody that isn't like long. I'm not looking for the, you know, an old name that's been circulating, or someone
right.
who's like
I'm in agreement.
I'm good. I mean, Holgorsen was new when he came to us. Limited, you know, he's been around, but he's doing offense, so let's find someone new.
He's doing that new Houston hand signal that they
I
throw up.
I don't know what that is, but he's going to have fun.
He's
perfect for Houston, offensive school. It's, you know.
We'll see. I mean, he could do well there. I just question if Houston is the school to get him to the next level. I don't know if it is.
Even with their conference, I thought Houston's always good offensively, so. But smaller conference. We're in the Big 12. Who wants to come play with the big boys?
Well, I heard Houston really trying with the money that they're trying to put in their program, trying to get part of the Big 12, but we'll see. I don't know. Yeah.
Interesting.
It will be interesting. I'm telling you, Houston's trying to make that leap into the Big 12. I guarantee it.
Well, it stings for us because of where we're at. I mean, we're not really, I mean, Kansas.
Not, we
I mean, we're not.
When we play Houston.
I know. It's just where we're at on the map.
That's tough.
It's always been tough. That's why the Big East, we were, at least we were on Pitt, and
yeah.
like we were right there in the Big East, and you're kind of the travel's tough for us going
you can't
to Texas.
Texas when
no.
all the big schools in Texas.
Especially when there's three in there. Yeah, it's hard to, it's absolutely hard to get them out of there. So, ought to be interesting. I'm kind of curious. I'm excited to see.
It is exciting.
I'm
saying, like, if Dana was still there, we'd be going in the next year, like, okay, where do we go from here? But now it's like, okay, where do we go from here?
I'm Sweet. Excited. We still have good players left. I mean, we're losing a bunch of the pros. But next year, you know, it's going to be a transition year. I'm curious to see the new head coach and what we can do recruiting.
A good thing about our players going to the pros is that kids that are looking at West Virginia, there is a path to the pros going to WV.
Oh, absolutely. So I always thought that. And he put a lot out this year. I feel like a bunch of our starters are good enough to play out there.
It's good representation.
Absolutely.
So I don't really have anything else. You got anything else?
No, I mean, once again, it was a sour note on a good season.
I wish we were full team going into the bowl. But
yeah, I think we would have whipped on Syracuse.
Oh, I believe so.
Full well. Arsenal. I don't think they would have been in the handle, especially the way our defense was playing. Our offense puts up the points they normally do, and game's over. And they can walk at halftime without injury, hopefully. But didn't work out that way. But next year's I mean, for the high hopes we had for this year, next year, I don't know what to expect. It's going to be interesting.
I mean, in all reality, we get a new head coach, which is cool. I have to give him a little bit of time.
It's
probably going to be a rebuilding year after kind of seeing what the bowl situation was like, some of the talent that's going to be left over. Allison, hopefully he'll be able to prove.
I like Trelo. I thought he came in. I mean, he's a dual-threat quarterback. I thought if he would have had more time, like if they would have split up quarters or halves, like I thought he would actually been able to command the offense a little bit more, a little bit more athletic. So if he had to run, use his wheels. They didn't let him throw it through twice. Like, I thought he had a shot to – he could be the future. He's a freshman. Let him sling it around. And we have a bunch of JUCOs, so, yeah, guys are going to be out. But I'm saying, like, they're going to be moving out so we can bring in new blood, and they're going to get to start and get to play because we had a lot of young guys on defense. I'm excited.
All right. Well, I assume we'll probably have a recruiting podcast at some point, probably February.
Hopefully talk about a new head coach.
Hopefully talk about a new head coach because if it goes past then, it'd be a little concerning. Yeah,
very.
But anyway, you can hit us up at idownthemusket@gmail.com. I guess until signing day, let's go.
Mountaineers.